Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I started talking this week about taking the limits off of God. If you missed my service last night, I gave a little bit of history. This is not something that I got just to teach other people. This is something that God has spoken to me. He spoke this to me emphatically January the 31st, 2002. In my estimation, the second most important encounter I've ever had with the Lord. And since that time, everything in our ministry has increased at least fivefold, maybe six, ninefold, some things. Awesome things are happening. And so the Lord has been speaking to me that it's time for me to go again and begin to start believing bigger. And last night I taught from Psalm 78:41 that we can limit God. It says in their heart they turned back and limited the Holy One of Israel. God doesn't sovereignly control what happens in your life. God has a plan for your life, but you have the control over whether what God wants to do in your life is going to happen. You have to cooperate with God. I also used Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And that little phrase, according to the power that works in us, links God movement through you or in you to whether or not you have this power of faith working on the inside of you. So last night I was establishing that we can limit God by not believing big enough. We got a supernatural God who wants to do supernatural things, and most of us are not believing supernaturally. We are thinking small. We need to think big. This morning I began to talk about how that if you don't know God's will, then that is going to limit what God can do. And I took the example of Moses and David and Isaiah, or I don't think I used David this morning, but the same thing is true of David based on 1 Samuel 13:14. But Moses and Isaiah and Paul and Jeremiah, and showed how that even before they were formed in their mother's womb, God called them and sanctified them and ordained them to be prophets. God is no respecter of persons. He has a plan for every person's life, and it's not up to you to pick and choose what you want to do and then ask God to bless it. Rather, we need to come and just throw ourselves completely before the Lord and say, God, here am I. What was your purpose? Why did you create me? What is all of the abilities and talents and the time that I'm alive, and whether you're male or female and all these things, what is your purpose for me? And you find out what God has called you to do and start doing it. And man, that is one of the keys to taking the limits off of God. You cannot reach your full potential. You can never see everything happen in your life that you would desire to see happen unless you find out what God's purpose for your life is and then conform to it. And it's a process. It's not a one-time thing. It's a process. God won't show you the whole thing all at one time. So that's what we've already covered. What I want to talk about tonight is another thing that hinders people from receiving and doing what God called them to do. And this is going to be an oversimplification. Some of you are going to think, well, it's got to be more complicated than that. But it's just fear. There is a fear. There's a natural resistance towards the unknown. A natural resistance towards change. You know, we say this a lot when it comes to our Bible school. We say, how many of you know that there's something more than what you're experiencing, that you aren't walking in everything that God has? And nearly every hand will go up. And then we'll say, now, how many of you are willing to do something and to change? And not near as many hands go up. Most people know that there's more than what they're experiencing. They are praying for change, but they don't want to do anything differently. They're afraid to do something different. That's a definition of insanity, to look for change and yet try and do the same thing over and over and yet get different results. If you know that there's something more, if you know that you aren't living the abundant life that God called you to, then you're going to have to do something different. That is so obvious that it seems like everybody ought to know it, and yet there's a fear about, well, I'm comfortable where I am. Where you are may not be good. You know, I've talked to a lot of people this week who are under medical treatment. They got problems, and yet the medicine is making them sick. I talked to one woman who's taking these injections, and she told me all of the effects that these injections are having on her. And I said, man, I'd rather go back to the original problem that you had than to have these multiple things wrong. She's not content. She doesn't like where she is, but she's afraid to change. She's afraid to do something. She might have a pain. She might have something happen. People are so resistant and so afraid to change. But I'm telling you that if you want to take the limits off of God, you're going to have to deal with fear. Because it's risky serving God. It's risky. People are just afraid to do something, and yet they aren't enjoying where they are. This reminds me of when the disciples were in the boat, and it says that the boat was now full, and Jesus came walking unto them on the water. And when they saw him, they cried out for fear. And he said, fear not, it's I, be not afraid. And Peter said, Lord, if it's really you, bid me come unto you on the water. And all of the people in the boat told him, you're crazy, don't do it. And you know, this is really a word picture of society. God is supernatural. He's walking on top of the very things that are bothering other people. During this quote-unquote economic crisis, Jesus isn't in heaven wringing his hands and saying, oh man, it's ruining my plans. How am I going to pull this off? How will we ever make it? How will the kingdom get done? You know, David Hardesty is on the board of some big organizations, and they had people come into a meeting, and most of the people on the board are part of these nonprofit organizations in Colorado Springs. And they went around, how's everybody doing? And he said, every one of them said, oh, we're cutting 20%. We're laying off people. We've canceled our plans for expansion. We were going to do this, and we aren't going to do it. And they went around the room and asked every person, what's happening? They came to David, and David says, we're setting records in every area. We're expanding. We're doing all of these things. And there are some Christians that really think, oh, man, we're in an economic situation. Let's tighten the belt. Let's retreat. Let's draw back. And yet there's just as many people going to hell and suffering and needing the gospel as any other time. We ought to be expanding. We ought to be doing things. But there's some people that limit God because they think that God is limited to this world system. It's fear that causes people to withdraw and to do this. Jesus isn't wringing his hands. Jesus isn't bothered by all of these kind of things. We shouldn't be bothered by it. Thank you for that thunderous silence. You know, in a way, I feel like a lone voice. I've not heard anybody else saying this. I'm sure somebody else is saying it, but, well, I take that back. I heard Kenneth Copeland do a television program on this. I know that there's other people saying this. But you know what? We ought to be out here. We ought to be going for it. And yet Christians are limiting God because you hear all the Chicken Littles screaming that the sky is falling. And we're plugged into that, and we're letting this fear dominate us. And this is a great time. Other people are selling things for pennies on the dollar. This is a great time to be buying and investing. In the early 80s, when the economy was so bad, and I told you the unemployment was 10.6 or whatever it was, did you know that the rest of the 80s was the largest sustained economic growth in the history of the United States? We are setting ourselves up for that. We are in a place that, man, this isn't the time to be operating in fear. You need to be using some faith. Fear paralyzes you. Fear will limit what God can do. And people are just living in fear. They're sick. They don't enjoy where they are, but they're afraid of doing anything different. You know, look at this passage over in 2 Kings chapter 7. This is a passage of scripture that has always inspired me. But this is when the nation of Israel, the northern 10 kingdoms, was surrounded by the Assyrians. And they tried to starve them out. They blockaded the city, and there was starvation. People were actually eating their own children. They were selling animal dung for large amounts of money. People were eating dung and paying big bucks to do it. They were starving. It was a terrible situation. And in the midst of this, there were two lepers that sat outside of the... Or was it two or four lepers? Four lepers. And let me just pick this up. The city was starving. People were eating their own children, eating animals' dung. And it says in verse 3 that there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die?" Man, I like that. Why? What are we going to do? Just sit here until we die? We got to do something. If we don't do anything, we're going to die. There are some of you that know that if something doesn't change, you aren't going to make it. There's not a hope of you living a victorious, joyful, fulfilled, complete life. You know that your life right now is not the way that it's supposed to be, and yet you're afraid to try anything different. That's what these lepers said. They said, "Why are we sitting here until we die? How long are we going to do this until we die?" It says, "If we say we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit here, we shall die also. Now therefore come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." I love that reasoning. I love it. Again, I go back to the guys in the boat, and Jesus comes walking on top of the very thing that had everybody else. It was killing them. They were drowning, and yet the people were saying, "Peter, don't get out of the boat." What's the deal?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK149 titled, "What Are You Afraid Of?" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.